Hello, and thank you for joining me on this week's episode of Every Little Bit Counts. I am Fawn Town, and this week I'm going to talk about something personal that came up in my world, and kind of essentially the reason that I'm sharing it is I had a mass that was biopsied and sent out to pathology about 3 years ago. And it came back inconclusive. It went to multiple places and every place said that it was inconclusive. So I went and got second opinion. And the oncologist that I met with said, if you were my mother, my sister, a family member, to be safe, I would just go ahead and have surgery and have it removed. And so essentially I was like, that's all I needed to hear. And so I went through the process of having surgery and having that removed a couple years ago. Well, last week I had learned that the mass had returned. So we did a biopsy right then and there. They were able to get me in to extract some tissue. And so that is going off to pathology again. And so this is my second time. And I was thinking about that as an energy healer and someone in this space working on my mindset and where I sit with receiving this kind of information. And one, I think it's very difficult in that waiting phase of, okay, this is returned. We couldn't tell what it was before. We took it out. Now it's back. So one, I immediately shifted because the one thing that I am addicted to that I've on and off contemplated making a change in my life was sugar. I don't drink coffee. I'm not a big tea lover. So based on the household I was raised in, soda was the easy, accessible thing. So I have soda in the morning to kind of get me going, wake me up. And I also sometimes have a second one midday around lunchtime to get that extra boost. And for health reasons, I'm like, I'm going to try to get off of it. Then I don't. Sometimes I do for a bit. And then after a few months, I go back to it. So I immediately decided not happening anymore. So since that day, I've not had any soda and I have been watching my sugar intake. Now, mind you, I might come back and it might be clear and all things are fine. I'm not sure what it'll come back with, but it just reinstilled in me the fact that getting off soda and reducing my sugar intake has always been on my mind. And so it must be on my mind for a reason. And I talk about listening to our intuition. So I feel like my intuition has been screaming to me. And with that information, based on where we're at in this process, I'm like, holy crap, I really need to listen. So I have already taken that step with regards to whatever's going on. And if it doesn't turn out to be anything serious or concerning, I feel like this might be a big aspect of the turning point and shifting what I need to do to address that in my life. So why I'm saying that is, things in our life talk to us for a reason, and I'm not sure if that's it or not, but I have been feeling that urge for some time now, and I feel like it's been talking to me, and I've not been listening. And I always say that our intuition is there to guide us, so to start listening to what it has to say and take action on that. And so that is an aspect of it. I'm sure I'm going to share more about my journey over the coming weeks, months, because I think it's about 2 weeks before I hear back, potentially up to a month, if it has to go to multiple labs. But yeah, it was really an awakening moment for me. But the other aspect of this is I have been trained. I have learned various modalities. And I feel incredibly grateful that I have tools that I can rely on to help me navigate this path. Because initially I thought it's fine, talking my through the positives, focusing on the positives, etc. There are moments that I have felt the anxiety creep in. And so as a healer and someone that does have tools, to be able to tap into those tools to help me manage the anxiety, to manage the stress when it creeps in, to manage the unknown, because and then shifting focus from trying to get out of the mindset of what may occur, what the results may be, shifting myself to the positive. And even if I get a positive, yes, you do have cancer, shifting to the fact that I can use my tools to heal me. I can use my mindset to shift me towards a healing, positive result. And the fact that I have these tools. So leveraging these tools, if I have to go through the process of continuing to use these tools, I'm truly grateful that I can and will be tapping into the energy. I've already been working on that part of my body, the chakra that's associated with that part and area of my body, to do healing work on it. I know there were things already that were associated with that space due to trauma, physical, emotional issues that I've had with that area of my body. And so I've already started working on it. I have done work in the past, but it just reaffirmed that there's still more layers and more work to do. So I've also already started to do that work on myself. Again, whether the feedback comes back either way, just starting down that path to help me with the healing journey. And so I'm putting that out there because if you or a loved one, a friend, is going through the process similar to myself, consider looking into energy healing work to help with the anxiety, to help with the stress, to help with clearing the blocks and programs and energy that is sitting in the body in that space to be released as part of their treatment, as part of their journey. I think there's so many times that, you know, we consider, I know people are opening up more to acupuncture and all these other forms of navigating our healing journey outside of just going to someone that is certified doctor or in the medical hospital arena, whatever you want to classify that area and that space, that there are other things available and out there for you, and to consider that. I do this work on other people. I've helped people with COVID. I've helped people with cancer. I've helped people with familial, it's such a hard word. I don't know why I struggle to say it, but familial diagnoses. I've worked with people with autoimmune, anxiety, depression. There are a handful of different areas and places. I've worked with animals, rescue animals that have had trauma and shifted their demeanor. Myself and other healers out there, we do what we do to make a change and make a difference in people's lives, including ourselves when we're going through it. So I just felt it was important to share that and restate that, because not only do we do it for other people, but we do it for ourselves. And sometimes it's even practicing in ourselves that we learn more about what we're able to do for others. And I'm going to put this out there. I'm announcing it, and this won't be for an extensive duration. It is going out this week, and I'm collecting applicants for approximately a week. So those that hear this, if you reach out to me, I'll be able to add it. But I am doing a case study on multiple sclerosis, MS, people with MS. And the reason for it is I am being guided and divinely, it's being brought to my attention that I might be able to make significant shifts to people that have that diagnosis. But I don't have experience working with clients in that space. So the way that I am hoping to learn more about my abilities and what can be done to people that experience or have been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, I am doing this case study. And what it is I am accepting and going to do applications for anybody who has MS, a friend, tell them. If you know of someone, let them know. DM me. You can contact me on my web link, which is provided with my podcast. There's a contact page. Just submit your name. It has your email, and then you can put it what it's about. And you can put case study, MS, multiple sclerosis, something like that. I am going to send anybody who pings me an application, which basically is a questionnaire, just to understand a little more about the person's symptoms and such with MS. And over the course of a little over a week, I will take all those applications and select two participants. And those participants will receive, I was guided to do 12 free. I've said this before, and I will continue to repeat it, is healing happens in layers. So it's not necessarily like one person that has MS, you do one clearing and they're naturally healed. It takes time. And so I was guided to do 12 and put that out there as I'm working on the vigils. If it says they need 13 or 14, I will potentially adjust. But right now, the line that I'm being guided to is doing at least 12 sessions on those individuals. So please feel free to contact me. This episode will come out. I will still have this in play. I'm going to announce it tomorrow, which is Tuesday, March 5th. I'm recording this on Monday, March 4th. I will announce it and collect applications through next Tuesday evening. So this podcast comes out on Friday. Again, anybody that you know that has been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis who is interested in participating in this case study, I will attempt to do a healing session on them every week. So over the course of 12 weeks, we can adjust that schedule if someone needs to move something around. Or maybe we skip a week and potentially do two the following week, or we skip a week and we continue to do weekly and we bump it out a week further. But whatever that ends to be worked through with me and the individual, we'll sort that out. But again, I want to do this study, and then I'm asking that the individuals that receive the healing give me feedback on essentially what symptoms have gone away or reduced significantly or minimally, what shifts and changes they experienced as part of the healing once we've completed it. So I will be gaining and collecting feedback on that to understand my abilities and how far we can go so that we can put that out as testimonials to people that are struggling with MS. I think it's very important for people to understand some of the specific spaces that we can work in and share information on that, but also to what level and degree can we shift someone. In my mind's eye, I believe that I can completely heal someone along their process and their journey, but it's hard to be able to state that to that degree without being able to work through it. So again, if you get this, have anybody go to my website, fawntown.com, go to the contact section, submit your name, email, and then indicate, and then I will follow up with you to do the application, et cetera, collect info. And I will follow up with everyone, letting them know if they've been selected or the people have been selected, and I will be unable to do them as part of the case study, depending on how many applications I get. So I just wanted to put both these things out there because, again, I am going through an aspect, and if I do end up with cancer and I can chronicle my healing journey with that, that is something else I will share with everyone to understand the depth and breadth of navigating through that process. I have had anxiety and moments where my stress has elevated, and I have quickly been able to calm myself down doing some of the work with my SRT tools, with connecting energetically with the Reiki and medical intuitive. And then I proactively have done some work focused on the part of my body that has the mass. So there are things that can be done and focused on to help support these journeys that we are taking, and to consider energy healing as an addition to what other treatments that someone may be doing or considering as part of their healing journey. So that's really the essence of what I wanted to talk about today. And yeah, wish me luck. And like I said, regardless of what the outcome is, I will continue to use my tools to navigate the journey and sort out, you know, how to process and get through that in the healthiest means possible. And I know initially, like if there's chemo or radiation, I already have it in my mind that I'm going to do clearing so that I have minimal side effects from whatever it is the treatment could be. So I'm already proactively thinking about things that I might be able to do to lessen how difficult the journey may be. So anyway, I hope that you found this information helpful. If you have a loved one, family, friend that is going through that, something to consider. Like I said, there are other methods that can help support people on their journey with their illnesses, with their diseases, with their diagnoses. And I hope that you would consider those because it is very much helping me based on where my headspace is currently. So thank you very much for joining me on this week's episode of Every Little Bit Counts. And I hope you join me next week because I believe we may have another guest speaker. So I'm hopeful that'll work out and another modality and space to listen to. So thanks again, and we'll talk to you again next week.